Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Okay, as we look ahead to the November general election now, we're joined at this moment by Michael Curry, former head of Boston's NAACP. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So we just heard from Councillor Anissa Asaibi-George. Of course, we know Michelle Wu was the top vote getter, but second place is a little up in the air right now as acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey, Councillor Andrea Campbell, and Asaibi-George are all running a close second. What do you make of the tight race for second place?
Well, Bob, I think as you and I have talked about before, I think I'm excited that, as I've said, since 1822, every mayor in the history of this city has been a white male. We are going to change that with this election. We have women, we have people of color who are vying for the top spot to lead this city. And I think that's the most exciting part. That's the headline from overnight. The tight race is another sign that Boston's changing, that you see an Asian woman leading the ticket out of this race. You see, or leading vote getter out of this race. You see Kim Janey and Andrea Campbell and Anissa Asaibi-George in a tight race. It's encouraging to me as a person who grew up in Boston and Roxbury and always questioned whether Boston would vote for a candidate of color, a woman, and that's changing.
If you look at this race ideologically, Michelle Wu was probably the most progressive candidate in the preliminary. Is that how you'd frame her place in this race as it moves forward now to November?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting as I've watched the candidates and watched them play out on issues, and I hear Anissa Asaibi-George with her point about it being lazy to categorize. But I mean, from an issue standpoint, we talk about police reform, where we talk about housing policy and affordability. We talk about how to create more access to transportation. We know transportation is a barrier for many in the city of Boston. All those issues are critical issues, and you can be progressive on them, or you can take a more conservative approach. The reality is we have quite a few progressive candidates, Michelle being among them, Andrea and Kim Janey, that want to lead this city and maybe even to some degree in a more disruptive way than Anissa Asaibi-George. But I think, again, all exceptionally qualified candidates to lead this city. But I'm excited, as the polls have changed, that Kim Janey, an African-American, Andrea Campbell, an African-American, in a city that has never really paid tribute and respect to the fight for social justice and civil rights in the city of Boston, two Black women are in the hunt to take that second spot.
All right. Again, acknowledging that Michelle Wu is leading the pack at this moment and is the top vote getter, who is her toughest challenger? Is it Kim Janey? Is it Andrea Campbell? Is it Asaibi-George?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Bob. I think, you know, all of them will give Michelle Wu a battle in this runoff election. I think, you know, Kim will bring out activists. She'll bring about those folks who've been wanting to be even more disruptive around some police policy in the city of Boston. Andrea has huge support and pretty significant endorsements. And Anissa has made traction in areas like West Roxbury, South Boston, and other areas. I think it's going to be challenging. I think all of them will give Michelle a battle. I think the interesting thing is if it's an African-American who takes that second spot, whether the votes are consolidated between either a Kim Janey, Andrea Campbell, that would give Michelle even more competition.
What would Michelle Wu need to do in order to win in November?
Michelle's going to have to do what she's done well since she was a top vote getter for city council at large, right? She's known for knocking doors. She's known for being in communities all across the city. I met Michelle in the Mall of Roxbury when I was president of NAACP. She didn't waste any time early in her campaign meeting people where they are and engaging them on issues. I think Michelle is a master at that. I think she comes out of that Senator Warren camp of politics, where she knows that if you want to win, you got to be where people are and you got to speak to the issues that they care about. So I think Michelle is very well positioned in this race.
Let me ask about Acting Mayor Kim Janey. She will go down in history no matter what happens in the vote counting for the second place finisher who will go on to challenge Michelle Wu in November. No matter what happens, Acting Mayor Kim Janey goes down in history as Boston's first woman and the first person of color to serve as mayor of Boston. But she's faced a really tough campaign, many controversies, especially with the police department. Has being the incumbent hurt her more than it helped Michael Curry?
Yeah, when you're an incumbent, it comes with great opportunity and great risk. You know, we think back to Mayor Menino being in the same position. It helped Mayor Menino, but it can hurt you as well. I think Kim had a tough job. She only had a few months to really organize herself around being mayor and then also to run a competitive campaign. I think what we're seeing now is that there's some fruit that came from that, and she's now second. And, you know, that can shift over the next few minutes and hours. But I think Kim is an activist. You know, I've known her from Mass Advocates for Children. I've known her and her Janey family from dealing with the tough issues in communities across the city. So I think Mayor Janey is a person that we should be thankful for, that she was acting mayor and that she potentially could be a candidate in the runoff election.
Last question, Michael Curry. Key to this race as it moves to November, the November election, which is only 48 days away?
Well, you know, elections are elections, right? They're all about organized people and organized money and a powerful message, right? So we know that these candidates that are vying for the second spot all have organized people and organized money. People will be paying attention to the message now. I think those of us throughout the city of Boston who've been watching this election will pay even more attention to their vision for the future. I think they're going to have a crisp, clear message going forward. And I think I'm excited. We have some strong women, mothers, teachers, lawyers ready to compete for this top spot. We should all be excited about that.
All right. Certainly an exciting fall forward for the city of Boston in the mayoral race. Michael Curry, former head of Boston's NAACP, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.